Okay. Yes, so first of all, I was thinking some more about the riff. We had a problem with the riff. We were grappling in the riff. And then the hikes of Bayan Robin is from Kamel and above on the face. So, by Poshabo the Otsal Agam. So the riff says that Abayan doesn't. Shopping a bayah. By all, you don't need oinus about machmas of shir. Even the madomet chlos of shir, besoif of oinus, the madomet chlos of shir, besoif of oinus chayiv, that's even if the oinus is not machmas of shir. That's how it reads the lashon of a bayah. That's the pastor's in the lashon of a bayah. A bayah said, loin mi boil the madomet chlos of shir, besoif of oinus chayiv, so then a vadi chayiv, a yotzu agma. Even the madomet chlos of shir, besoif of oinus potter, but here have the agma kotter. Here the oinus was a result of the shir. So it's mashma. Taisa is a different shot, but the riff learns pshat pshutle that Abai is saying the machlekes chosu b'shir b'soif of oinus is that's when the oinus is not machma sabshir. Here by yotzul agam it's worse because here the oinus is machma sabshir. Since here by yotzul agam the oinus is machma sabshir, so here lekuli alma yechayev. But the original machlekes chosu b'shir b'soif of oinus is where the oinus is not machma sabshir. That's how the riff learns. So the question that we were grappling with is the mice of the original case is Shifa Durbana. But Shifa Durbana, the Rif himself seems to learn that the onus is Machmas Abshir. The Rif says that but Shifa Durbana, since Ksofim Elam Shmir El Bakaka. So therefore the fact that you put it in the Shifa Durbana Apakaka, that played a role in the fact that it was Nigna. So if the case of Shifa Durbana, which is the original case, that's the original case of Tchilas of Shiva Seif Abayis, that's where the Machlekes appears, that's where the Gemara says the Halach is Kimad Dor Machai. And that itself is a case, as the Rif explains, of Ayin Esav Lamach Masab Shia. So how's the Rif learning Abai? What is Abai saying? That the Rif learns Abai, that Abai is saying Tchilas of Shiva Seif Abayis is high, even when you don't have Ayin Esmach, even when Ayin is not Mach Masab Shia. But that's not the case. The case of Shifa Durbana is where Ayin is Mach Masab Shia. This was the shadow we had. So, I think the answer is that the Rif's going to learn that the Nechalavi, that's Guf of the Machalikas of Ayano. That the Rif says, and I'll show you inside, I think, in a second, is with Dik and the Rif. That the Rif says that by Shifa the Urbana, Ksofim Eilem Shmir El Bakarka, and therefore the Oinus can be attributed to the Pshia, it's an Oinus of Amachmas of Pshia, that's Aliba the Rav. But Aliba Dabai, it's not true. Aliba Abai learned that by Shrifa Durbana, the Oinus is not Machmas of Shia. That there's no difference between Shmira B'Shrifa Durbana and Shmira B'Karka as far as Ganovim are concerned. The Machlekes Vainova revolves around that. In other words, the Rif is learning that what's the Machlekes Vainova? There's only two kinds of oinus. There's only two kinds of tchilas of shir b'soif of oinus. There's oinus haba machmas of shir, and there's oinus that's not machmas of shir. So Rava says the machlekes of tchilas of shir b'soif of oinus is by oinus that's machmas of shir. By poshul v'yotzul agam where it's malach hamavas malach malachosum the oinus is not machmas of shir. L'kul yama yipotem. And Abayis is just the opposite. The machlekes by Shifa Durbana is by Oinus that's not machmas abshir, because Shifa Durbana he holds is not machmas abshir. By Poshul the Yotzul Agam where the Abai holds Havla Dagma Kotta and the Oinus is machmas abshir, dear look liyam yechayim. So Abai and Rava are diametrically opposite to each other. That's the difference between Tosis and the Rif. I know we're going back to last week, but this is the difference between Tosis and the Rif. The Rif learns that there's three madregas. There's Oinus habo machmas abshir. There's Oinus that's not machmas abshir at all. There's oinus that's machmas abshir b'derech yochel liyos. You know, maybe the ganovim would have not come here. You know, maybe the ganovim wouldn't have gone there. They would have gone here. Maybe the alayim would have gone here. We wouldn't have gone there. And then there's kilos abshir b'soif oinus b'derech raglayim adom. So Taisus learns the machlekes of tzifa d'urbana. That's by the middle level. It's yochel liyos. If he would have put the money somewhere else, it's the same level as shmir. But maybe he would have been lucky. The ganovim went over here. The punkt over. You put the money in the Shifa Durbana, that happens to be where the Ganavim went. If you would have put it somewhere else, then Yochel Liyos, that it would not have been stolen. That's the Machlekes of Shifa Durbana. Abai and Rava are describing the other extremes. Rava says that's by Shifu de Rabbanu, where it's at least a middle level yochaliyah is that the inis machmas apshia. But if the animal had a heart attack on the agmo, that's malach hanovis malihocha malihosin. That's not machmas apshia at all. Dilu kuli almas potter. And a vice is just the opposite. I mean, a vice is Shifu de Rabbanu. Everybody agrees about Shifu de Rabbanu. Shifu de Rabbanu is this middle level of yochaliyahs. But Abai says Pasha Yotzal Agam is worse because Havla the Agma Kotel, like Taisus explains, is a Gloy Milsa that it, the Tchilas Achayli was a sinner who was after the Agam. So there is a Raglai Madova the Dainus of Machmas Epshir. That's how Taisus learns. And the Rif learns, no, there's only two settings. There's Ainus that's Machmas Epshir and there's Ainus that's not Machmas Epshir. He doesn't have this middle level that it's Yochaliyas that's Machmas Epshir. Either there's objective reason to think Dainus is Machmas Epshir or it's not called Machmas Epshir at all. So what's Machalikas of Bayin Rava? The Machalikas of Bayin Rava is what's the Machalikas of Chalosu B'Shiva Seifu Bayinus? Rava learns the Machalikas of Chalosu B'Shiva Seifu Bayinus is in the case where it's the Aynus that's Machmas Abshia. That's the case that's the Machalikas. But where it's not Machmas Abshia, like Malach HaMomas, Malach HaMomas, Malach HaMomas, Malach HaMomas, Lukul Yama Yipotl. And Vice is just the opposite. Tzrifu the Urban is Aynus that's Machmas, Tzrifu the Urban is the Machalikas of Chalosu B'Shiva Seifu Bayinus is where it's not Machmas Abshia. Because Shifu de Urban according to Abai is not Machmas Abshir. And but if it is Machmas Abshir, like Havla Dag Makotla, then the Kulyam Yachai.
So according to the Rift,
the
Machlokas, I mean, not on the Machlokas
and
the
Machlokas, we're
still
talking about Machlokas
and the
Machlokas,
whether or not it's considered Machmas
Abshir. Right, the Machlokas Abai Novas, the Machlokas and the Machlokas is a Kulta, and it's Machmas
Abshir. But also
on the Machlokas, because I'm talking
about the Machlokas.
The machlekes, when it comes down to according to the Rif, is that the machlekes Abai and Rava really goes back to Shifu de Rabbanu. How to understand the din of Shifu de Rabbanu. Rava understood the din of Shifu de Rabbanu that's oinus, that's machmas abshir. But if it's the shloim machmas abshir, the kalam yipater. And Abai understood that Shifu de Rabbanu is a case, the original machlekes of Shifu de Rabbanu is a case where it's shloim machmas abshir. Machmas abshir, they're the kalam yipater. And even though it's a little bit mechudish to say they're having machlekes about, you know, how to understand the case of Shifu de Rabbanu, but I think it's really very mechudish in the Lashon Arif. Because the Rif over there began it brings machlekes about it, although Ikaman Omar. The Rif begins, he brings an Ikaman Omar. That Aloch is like Abai. That the Machlek is Abai Rova, Poshe V'yotzul Agmo, the Machlek is like, the Aloch is like Abai. V'yafakav, the Kaimel and Kolecha, the Pligi, Abai V'rova, Aloch Kirova. But isn't the rule always that Abai V'rova, Aloch Kirova? Says this Ikaman Omar, Beho Hilchosuk Abai, here the Aloch is like Abai, Do Behedi Aminon Hilchosuk Chilosu V'shiva, Soifu B'in Eschai. Because the Gemara says beferish that the halach is chalosu b'shiva soifu b'ayin eschayiv. Meaning, where does the Gemara say that? Where's that Gemara? The hilchasu that's shiva d'ubin. Face value, this ikam adlamer makes no sense at all. I mean, where the Rif is going to, it makes no sense. Rava said beferish. Rava didn't say that halach is chalosu b'shiva soifu b'ayin eschayiv. Rava said afilu l'mad omer chalosu b'shiva soifu b'ayin eschayiv hocha potter because malach hamav is malach hocha malach hosu. So the Sikha Madam makes my mistake no sense. We're, just because the Gemara Paskins that the halacha is Chalosu B'Shiv, so if you're going therefore the halacha can't be like Rabbi. Rabbi said, Beferish, he's going even the Madam with Chalosu B'Shiv, so if you're going to Schaiv, but here it's better because Malach HaMav is Malach HaMav is also. So what are they going to do? What's the Sikha Madam holding? What's that saying? What's Shad? So what do you say? What's Shad in the Sikha Madam? See from the Gemara Hilchasa that we pass in Chalosu B'Shiv, so if you're going to Chalosu B'Shiv, so if you're going to you see that we don't hold like Rabbi. So what's the pshat? So what do you have to say, L'chayim? Right, but the Ikan Amad Omer held that Shifu the Omer is not Machmas Abshir. Why is it Machmas Abshir? Why is it Machmas Abshir? The Ganovim can come anywhere. The Ganovim, you're tough. You watch the Gemara says, Beferish, it's like Abi Ganovim, it's not Abshir. And some of the Ikan Amad Omer held like Taisus said, it's just Shifu the Omer is just as good as Kar. And Taisus says over there in Membeis, it's just as good as Shmir. So Taisus holds that's also called Machmas Abshir because Yochel Liyos, you know, you they happen to be stolen, it got stolen by the Shifu de Rabbanu. Yochel Liyos, you put it in the Karka, maybe they got off him, that wasn't on the scheduled route that night. So Yochaliyah is that it wouldn't have been, but the Yikam Adam held that doesn't count. That's called the Oinus Shalei Machmas Abshir. So therefore, they said it's a perishing look that by Oinus that's not Machmas Abshir, Tchilas Abshir, the Soif of Oinus is Chai. Not like Rav. I Rav said that he's going even the Madom Tchilas Abshir, the Soif of Oinus is Chai. It must be that Rav didn't mean Soif of the Urbana. Like I suggested the other week, but I think that's the Yikam Adam held. You come out of my hell that the Kabbalah Haysu Yodim, they knew there's a machaikus in general, Chilosa B'Shir V'Seifa B'Aims. And Rava said, not necessarily B'Shir V'Durban, that was a famous, you do, that's a machaikus. And Rava said, even if Chilosa B'Shir V'Seifa B'Aims is Chayiv, that's only by Oinus that's Machmas Abshir. But here, Malachamavis Malachamavis Malachosim, it's not Oinus and Machmas Abshir. Said, you come out of my, that's not La Locha, because the Gemara says by B'Shir V'Durban, which they held as the Oinus that's not Machmas Abshir. And the Gemara's beferish of Halach is that nonetheless Yechai, so it's Harayat Abai. That's the Ikam and the Omer. To that, the Rif responds, and he said, "Not Yisrael and Hachi." I don't think that's right. El Hilchas Akirov, because the Halach is always like Rov. The Afal Gad the Kaimel and Chalosu B'Shiv Soifah Bein Eschai. I the Gemara by Tzrifah the Omer. So he explains. No, Hanimili the Natrinu Bahad be Urcha to have in Jerusalem in Midi Upshiusul in Midi Acharino. The chief of the urban is in Tirusa, in Midi, in Gneva, it's in the Tirusa, in Nura, it's in Pshiusa. And there's another Urcha Charisa, namely Bekarka, the Ovidole Motile Unso, that then you would not have had the Oinus of Gneva. If Afgav the Itnes, even though the Maisa was in it was the Oinus, the Chayev, the Arinon, he loved the Poshabal in the Midi Acharino. If you wouldn't have had the Pshi of Nura, Lahave Motile Unso, then the Oinus wouldn't have happened either. Like by Tzufid Urbana. Because the Ikavinu Ba'ara, if you would have buried it in the ground, like Shmuel said, that that's the best Shmira, then it wouldn't have been stolen either. And it wouldn't have gotten burnt up either. That's why because the Oinus was Machmas Abshir. There's no shmir from the Malach HaMavis, and therefore here you're potter, like Rava says. So basically, and then he goes on and says, "V'hainu time of the Rava, the time of Tiritzi," and that's the pshat in Rava, and it's a time of Tiritzi, and it's a good svar. It's meduik in the Rif. Does Yeshayim ever held that Srifa the Urban is Oinus Shalei Machmas Abshir? And therefore they thought, oh, from there's a Raya like the Tabai, you don't need Oinus and Machmas Abshir. Comes along the Rif and says, no, there it's Oinus, that's Machmas Abshir. And he says, no, I don't agree. There it's an Oinus, that's Machmas Abshir. Because Shmuel said, Tzofim Enem Shmir El Bekarka. And then he says, Hainu time of the Rav, time of the Tritzi. I think it's Meduik, he's only saying it in Rav. This is Rav's Svara. Rav's Svara is that Srifa the Urban is Oinus Abba Machmas Abshir. And it's a time of Tritzi. But Abai holds like the Yeshayim. The Tzifa Durbana is not an Einus Machmas Abshir. Tzifa Durbana is called Shalei Machmas Abshir. And then Nechram, Behogu Fanechukum. I think it's also Meduik in Rashi. I think one of the Bachim last week pointed this out a little bit in Rashi. That Rashi over there on Amoban Bay is very much is like the Rif. Certainly like the Rif in that he says Malachamovas, Malachamovas, Malachosom. But he only says it in Rav. He doesn't say it in Abaye. It's Meduik in Rashi. Rashi, when he's explaining Abaye, there in Amoban Bay, Rashi says, first explaining Abai, and there, if you potter over there, you potter over here for sure. I mean, if you chayev over there, you chayev over here for sure. El afilu mandam potter hocha chayev the hosim lekav shiusa elin yinuru. There, the pshi was only for the age. There was no pshi gabi the. But here, when it died in the Agam, Abai holds the Pshia Mesa. Shim Hoysev Abai is Loi Mesa. V'yitziyosu le'agam hi Pshias Misosa. Very strange lashon Rashi. What does it mean? V'yitziyosu le'agam hi Pshias Misosa. V'yitziyosu le'agam not a Pshia, it's Oinus. It's Kilosu Pshia, it's Oinus, but it's Oinus. What are you calling it? Pshias Misosa. Well, if you took it out to the Agam Beferish, it's not a Pshia. some of the Pshat of Rashi is, I think Tosfos Rosh says this Pshat of Rashi, that Rashi means that it's Tchilasa B'Shir B'Soifa B'Oinis, but since the Oinis came Achmas HaPshir, so it's called that it's called the Pshir. Rashi is saying, Rashi is explaining about what's the grace of Havla D'Agma Kotla, even though the Chayr it's Oinis, but since this Oinis came as a result of the Pshir, so in Mela it's called that it died B'Pshir. Since it died as a result of a pshia, even though if you take it to an agam and you watch it from ganovim, you don't have to worry that maybe there's a havel of the agam. It's not called a pshia. The pshia was for other reasons, because maybe it'll get stolen. It broke out into the agam and you weren't watching it. But the mice, why did it die? Havel of the agam kotlo. So it died as a result of the pshia. That's called pshias misosa. So Rashi explains in Abaye that by havel of the agam, to oines habo machmas pshia. That's called pshias misosa. That the oines is considered to be, the misa is considered to be a result of the pshia. So why do you say the same thing about Tzifa D'Urban? Shash doesn't really explain why. Maybe Tzifa D'Urban also, it's a result of the Pshir. Mustam the Pshir. No, there it's not a result of the Pshir. Over there, the Oinus is not Machmas HaPshir. Then when Rashi gets up to Rova, who says just the opposite, over here is Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hosom. So why is Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hosom different than Tzifa D'Urban? So there already, Rashi says, now he's already going in Rova, Mali Hocha, Mali Hosom. If he would have watched it properly, they wouldn't have been stolen. He first brings that into Rava. I think it's Madrid and Rashi also, Al Derech Derif. The Machlekes Abai in Rava is exactly how to tie up the case of Tzifa D'Urbanu. Abai looks at Tzifa D'Urbanu as an Oinus that's not Machmas HaPshir. And he says, Mashenken over here by Agma, here it's Pshir's Misosa, the Oinus is Machmas HaPshir, the Misa was Machmas HaPshir. And Rava holds just the opposite. Rava holds that Tzifa D'Urbana is called the Oinus that's Machmas HaPshir because it's Ksof Menem Shmir El Bekarka Lashenk Novi Mal Chamavas Mal Yoch Mal Yos. That's Al Derech. Okay, so basically we have now two schools of thought in Rishayim. We have Tosfos on the one end and Rashi and the Rif on the other. How do we understand the Machlokes between Abaye and Rav? According to Rashi and the Rif, the Machlokes Abaye and Rav is basically how do we understand Tzifa D'Urbana. Is Tzifa D'Urbana Oinus Haba Machmas HaPshir or is it Oinus Shulei Machmas HaPshir? The original case of Tchilosa, the aboriginal Tchilosa B'Shir was Soifa B'Oinus. Abai holds that's the case of Oinus Shulei Machmas HaPshir. And that's the Machlokes and Halach is Yechayev, you don't need Machmas HaPshir. But if it is Machmas HaPshir, like Av La'adam Da'adam Makotah, then look Olayam Yechayev. And Rava holds no, the original case of Tchilosa B'Shir was Soifa B'Oinus, that's Tzifa D'Urbana, that's called an Oinus that's Machmas HaPshir, because Ksofim Elim Shmir El B'Karka. And if the Oinus would really not be Machmas HaPshir, like Malach HaMavas, Malach HaMavas, Malach HaMavas, then the Kuliyama you would be Pot. That's the Rif, and the Rashi also learns it. And then on the other hand, we have Tosfos. Tosfos learns, no, that everybody agrees that Tzifa D'Urbana, the Domachayk is what Tzifa D'Urbana is. Tzifa D'Urbana is an Oinus, Shabbat Machmas HaPshir, but Derech Yochel Yis. It's a middle kind of Oinus about Machmas HaPshir, and that's the Machayk is not HaPshir for Tzifa Oinus, if it's Chayim HaPotim. Abai is mechadish, but if it's a real reglayim adover oinus of amachmas hapshir, like havla the agma, then the kuliyami yechayev. And Rav is mechadish, that if it's totally shalei machmas hapshir, like malach hamavas mali hocha mali hosom, then the kuliyami you're a potter. And it comes out lechoy that according to Tosfos, there's no fundamental machlokes between Abai and Rav. They both agree in the halacha. They only argue how to look at the case of havla of yotzel agam. Abai looks at yotzel agam as a case of reglayim adover the oinus of machmas hapshir, so it's even worse than a regular Tchilosa B'Shir V'Soifa B'Oinus. And Rava looks at it as a case of Malach HaMavas, Malach HaMavas, Malach HaMavas, so it's better than a regular Tchilosa B'Shir V'Soifa B'Oinus. But in the rules of Tchilosa B'Shir V'Soifa B'Oinus, Abai and Rava both agree that the Machlokes Tchilosa B'Shir V'Soifa B'Oinus is by a case of Yochel Liyis of Oinus and Machmas HaPshir. If the Oinus is for sure Machmas HaPshir, then Avada Yechayev. If the Oinus is for sure Shloim Machmas HaPshir, then Avada your pocket. So, according to Rashi and the Rif, we have a very interesting machlokes between Abaye and Rava. How do we understand the din of Tchilosa B'Shir V'Soifa B'Oinus? The Omer, which is the halacha, the hilchosah. Tchilosa B'Shir V'Soifa B'Oinus chayev. With machlokes Abaye and Rava, what does that mean? Rava says it means Tchilosa B'Shir V'Soifa B'Oinus is chayev, but only because the oinus is machnas apshia. Rashi loshen is zui pshias misosa. And Abai said, no, not necessary. Even if the oinus is shaloi machmas apshia, Abai holds that also is called chilas apshia psoik avoinus, and it goes into the hilkos so that you're chayav. So Rabbi Kvega, in Bab Metzia, in the base, has a long barocha about Shemesh and Masul Shemer and so on. But the Soich Hadvarim, the sukkah is over there. The Soich Hadvarim, as I sent it to you, and it's on the Maramu Kemet. The Soich Hadvarim, he suggests a havana. What's the machlekes Abaye Barava? Aliba Darif. Aliba the Taisus. There is no machlekes Abaye Barava in the fundamentals. Everybody agrees. Chosu b'shiv v'soif b'ayinus means the ayinus was yochelius machmas b'shiv, and Abaye Rova not arguing with it. But according to the Rif, that Abaye and Rova have this fundamental machlokes about what's the din of tchilas, what's the understanding, what's the case of chosu b'shiv v'soif b'ayinus. Why is chosu b'shiv v'soif b'ayinus high? Rova says because the ayinus was machmas b'shiv, and Abaye says even if the ayinus was shalei machmas b'shiv. So the Kveger suggests havana what Abaye and Rova are arguing with. This Rabbi Kvega, this is mamish the point of departure for all the raid about the sugya of chilas of shiva psoik avoinus. It's a mamish. It's a major linchpin of this sugya. Says Rabbi Kvega. He thinks the nekudas hamachlokes is this. Rava held that the reason why chilas of shiva psoik avoinus is chayav lahalacha is because when you have an oinus that results from a pshia, and the oinus was a result of the pshia. So then the oinus itself, I look at as being a pshia. We no longer look at the oinus as oinus, we look at the oinus as being a pshia. Right, we're talking the Rashi, zui pshias misosa. Since the oinus, it's oinus in a way, it's oinus, the act of God. But the oinus wouldn't have happened without the pshia. The pshia caused the oinus to happen. Why did the thing get stolen? Because you were Peshea. Your Peshea was only in the world. But Lamaya said you were Peshea, and your Peshea resulted in it being stolen. So now I don't look at it that it was stolen by Inus. I look at that it was stolen by Peshea. It was stolen by Machmas Peshea. So that Inus of it being stolen from the Tzrifa Durban, I don't look at it as Inus. I look at it as a Peshea. It was stolen by Peshea. And therefore it has to be Inus that's Machmas Peshea. If the Inus has nothing to do with the Peshea, like Malach HaMavas, Malach HaMavas, Malach HaOsam, Rava says, then the fact that I had a heart attack in the Agma, you can't say that was Peshea. What did it have to do with the Peshea? Would it have had the same heart attack if it would have stayed up? So therefore, Rava says that's nothing to do with chilas of pshia v'soif v'bayinus. That's Rava. The idea of chilas of pshia v'soif v'bayinus is the oinus is nebach to be considered a pshia. And the idea itself, you have in Rishonim. The Meiri in our sugya says this idea that chilas of pshia v'soif v'bayinus is that I look at the, I forget his lashon, he says you look at the oinus as if it's a pshia. Chayshir in the Peretz says it kam b'pa'amim in the sugya. I'll just show you one. Demand the mechayev. It's in Chot Beis Meralef from the top and Tzeis Rebbeinu Peretz. Demand the mechayev. The madoma which we pass in the close of Shiva Soif Abayin is chayev. Haynu ki'ilu posha mitchila ba'oisem ma'ase she'osu levasoif. We look at it as ki'ilu when it's close of Shiva Soif Abayin is. We look at it as if he was pesheya in the ma'ase that happened later, but that what happened eventually was b'pshia. What about Abaye though? Abaye says that chilas b'shiv soif v'ayinus is chayiv in v'shloim machmas b'shiv. Nothing to do with the b'shiv. So what's pshat in Abaye? Says Rabbi Kreger, Abaye held chilas b'shiv soif v'ayinus is chayiv for a different reason entirely. Chilas b'shiv soif v'ayinus is chayiv because the minute he was pesheya, so the b'shiv is meshabed his nechosim. The pshia itself, don't matter shayim. The pshia itself makes him. It's like it says. I think his lashon is. It's as if you burnt it up. The pshia itself, when you peshu, when the shomer is pesheya in the pikadon, so it's as if he destroyed it. And now he has a chiyuv. Now he has to pay for it. Of course, if nothing happens to it, he can give it back, and that with that itself, he'll be mekayim dahashav. But if it gets destroyed, a lion comes and eats it or something. So who cares that the lion ate it by innocence? I'm not mechayiv him for the lion eating it. I'm mechayiv him for the etzem pshia. The minute he lets, like in the case in San Luis Obispo, where he went, he took an unwarranted break, and he went into the city, and a lion came and ate the sheep. And the Rebbe says, and Abai over there, the Gemara says that's chilos of pshia v'soif by innocence. Abai over there says it's chilos of pshia v'soif by innocence. And the Rebbe says Abai l'shitosu, because there it's not about innocence of machmas of pshia. But says the Rebbe, but there's Abai l'shitosu, you don't need innocence of machmas of pshia. So the chiv is not for the lion eating it. That was 100% oinus. And that had nothing to do with the pshir. The chiv is that the minute he took the break and he was pesheya, he became a chuyuv to give the sheep back. He became, it's as if he destroyed the sheep. The pshir itself is meshabed, is meshabedim, is mechayiv him in, like by a ganav, Moshe, ganav is chayiv oinus. One of the ways to understand it is the minute you steal something, you have to give it back. What do I care later on that it was nenas? So you have to give the thing back. Or it if the thing is around, you can be kaim lashova giving the thing back itself. If it's not around, you have to pay. You have to pay for it. What do you say? But it was oinus. I stole this thing, and then the lightning came and struck it. So what do I? You know, my havel lemevet. Yeah, very nice. But we're not being mechayiv you for the lightning. We're not being mechayiv you for the oinus. We're mechayiv you for the ma'aseh gneiva. Kolzman the chayfis is be'en. You could do hashova, but if the chayfis is not be'en, we're mechayiv you for the mitzvah ma'aseh gneiva. Habayi held that pshia by a shomer is the same way. The minute you're pesheya, you're mechuyev in hashava. Close mind, it's ben. But if a lion came and ate it, so now tough luck. Now, yeah, but you're chayev for the original pshia. That's the nekudas hamachlekes between Abai and Noam. Rav held the pshia is not mechayev. The oinus should l'saif is mechayev. But we look at the oinus as if it's a pshia, since it came as a result of the pshia, like Rav Meir says. That it's oisei meisei shenase l'vasoif. I look at it as having been pshia when the lion ate it. Well, no, there is not machmas apshia, but in a case where it's machmas apshia, like in a case where the oinus is machmas apshia, like chifu de urbanu, ksofet melem shmir lebekarka. So when it got stolen, we look at it as if it got stolen apshia. Because if you would have watched it properly, it wouldn't have gotten stolen. That's rubber. And Abai says, no, it's not because we look at the oinus as being apshia. The apshia itself is a machayev. Once you're a pashia, now you're a chayev and a shabba. So the Mela, it doesn't matter afterwards what happened by it. It doesn't matter if it was Machmas Pshir, Shalai Machmas Pshir. We're not being Mechayiv for the Maish of Nasa Basayif. We're being Mechayiv for the Maish of Pshir that you did in the beginning. Based on this, Rabbi Kveger says a Chiddush did. Let's take a look at the maybe thing might have to give on the base. I asked you to, if you have it, I asked you to bring it to Shia. By the way, maybe I already mentioned that Rav Shach has a kasha in Rikvegar. I don't think it's such a kasha. But Rav Shach in Aviesri, there's a letter, I think also put it on the Marmal Chemist originally, Rav Shach in the back of the Aviesri on Nezokin, Rav Shach has a letter to Rabbi Sazalman. Did I put that on the original Marmal Chemist in the studio? Okay, well anyway. Rav Shach asks, he says, one second, Chilos HaBashir V'Soif HaBayinis, you have in the Gemara not only by Shemin, you have Chilos HaBashir V'Soif HaBayinis by Mazik, by Nizokin, like an Agamar of Kofzo and Noflo, or you have the Gemara later on in Achainis about Noflo Lugino, but let's say Agamar, it was closer that the animal went, you let your gedi go up on Rosh HaKosel over there, and it could have jumped down and it would have been a Mashiach, and then it fell down. And if it's the same cleat, then it's closer to Mashiach B'Soif B'Ayinis, and the Gemara says it's totally closer to Mashiach B'Soif B'Ayinis, and that Machlek is rather Chayav HaPotim. Shach says he doesn't understand by mom and hamazik by nezikin. There's no tzad that the pshia itself is mechayev. So somebody's pesheya in shmiras nezokah. He digs a bar. Nobody fell in yet. He was just pesheya. He dug a bar and then he dies. So you say he's already, and then something, something falls in. An animal falls in. It's not mistaber that the yoshim are that he's liable. His estate is liable. In a shomer, I can hear that the minute you shomer, it's like a gnei. You know, the minute you peshay in the shmir, so now you have a chuyav in hashav. But if you have a shor and you let it walk around, b'shushanizik, but nothing happened. It didn't eat anything. It didn't do anything. So you're already chayav from that. The minute the shor walks into shushanizik, you're already chayav. You're not chayav until the nezik happens. And then come, there's a big nafkamina. What if he was peshay the shmiris nezakov and then he died? If the pshir itself would be mechayav him, so then the mashal, let's say in a previous case, somebody a shomer is watching something and he's peshay, and according to Abai, the way the Rebbe is explaining, the pshir itself is mechayav, and then he dies, and then later on, this happens. So the way Rebbe is explaining, yeah, yechayav, I understand. That's very possible that you're chayav. That could very well be that by a shomer. You be hired in such a case. It's come out of the Gemara Ksuvah. The Gemara Ksuvah says a case. Somebody had an animal, and he forgot to tell his kids that this animal he's watching is a shomer. It's not his, and then he died, and then the kids ate it. So the Gemara says that since it's a pshia, he should have told his kids that it's a pikadon. So we're there in the Gemara Eilim Aris that the estate has to pay for it, because the pshia was mechatz. Since the bialim were pshia before the shomer was pshia before he died, but the pshia is already meshabed the nechasa. Not telling kids is a pshia, and it says in the word that they have to pay. The estate has to pay for the nezik because there's nechosim already meshubat. The pshia's meshabat is nechosim. Since he was peshay in the pikadon, he was peshay in the sheep. The sheep's not dead yet. The sheep's not dead yet till after he dies. But since he was peshay in the shmir of the sheep, his nechosim become meshubat. The kids were never makabel shmir, but he was makabel shmir, and his pshia was meshabat the nechosim. What's Zerubbabel going to do with that Gemara? It's closer to Bashir of Seifer. No. So it's the Chalitz of Fushim Gemara, that the Bashir is Mishab. Well, what's Zerubbabel going to do with that? What?
It doesn't say
the Meir. That's in the case where it wasn't Dainus. Where it wasn't the Bashir. Where it wasn't the Bashir, so then it's only in the Bayak, only have to pay with Mashinana. But in the case where there was a pshia, the father was supposed to tell them. I don't remember now the details of the case, but remember that says the Rishonim say it's mavun, it's meduk no more. That if it was a pshia, no, I want to double check that case because the chayyim is a kasha and the whole thing. But akaponim, Rav Shach's that is a dovah was at least by Rav Shach was a dovah pshia that by nizokim, the mere fact that you're pshia and watching your shor is not mechayev. Till the shor actually does something, it's your shor, so you were negligent in watching. When it does something, then you're chayev. So and yet we have a machlekes koyter of Kreger that according to Abaye, the reason why it's closer b'shiyah v'soif b'bonus is chayiv is because the pshiyah is mechayiv you. How is that shayach by nizokin? By nizokin, the minute you're pshiyah, the pshiyah is mechayiv. The shomer, it's possible, but not by nizokin. That's what Shach's kasha. I'm not sure I understand the kasha exactly. Who says our Gemara is going like Abaye? Maybe a Chanani. Rabbi Kreger is only saying it in Abaye. Going to a bite, also b'shir b'soif b'oynus is chayiv. Even if oynus is not machmas of b'shir, because the b'shir itself is mechayiv. We don't pass him like a bite. We pass him. The rift passes like rabba. We come out to all Yerushalayim passing like rabba. So maybe Agam is going like rabba. In Chanan, going to a bite that also b'shir b'soif b'oynus is chayiv is because the b'shir is mechayiv him. So who says it applies to nizokim? Al kaponim. So Rabbi Kreger says that he has a chiddush. He says based on this a chiddush din. The Gemara, what the Gemara says on Tzadik Gimel and Beis. Let really starts in Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, but if you only have Tzadik Gimel Beis, it's okay. It's just one line here, but I'll tell it to you. So the Gemara says a case. Who Raya? There was a shepherd, Hashem Besachar. He was pasturing behemoths on the banks of the river Popa. And one of the sheep fell into the water. So the Shiloh came to Rabba Upotre, and he said he's Potter. Omar, my Havilah Mevet. What should he have done? He watched it the way everybody watches it. That's how people pasture the behemoths on the banks of the river, and not his fault that one of the animals fell in. Omar Abaye. No, he could have watched it better. In theory, he could have watched it better. But he was not the Kidinatri. That's right, Rabbi's Yisrael. It's enough that he was not the Kidinatri in Jew. This is how everybody watches the sheep. So he doesn't have to be better. This Shomer Socher doesn't have to watch the sheep any better than everybody else watches their sheep. So therefore, he's called the Oynes and he's Potter. Omele Abaye. So Abaye said, if that's true, that there's this idea of not the Kidinatri, here we're already on the Anamid base, if there's really such a notion of not the Kidinatri in Jew, Elameata, Ole Moso, Beidna, the Aile in Jew. If he took a lunch break, when all the other people who are watching sheep take lunch breaks, so Achenami the Potter, so you're going to tell me that he's also Potter? If he wasn't even there, he took a break, and while he was taking a break, everybody takes a break. They all take a chance. They break for lunch. So he also broke for lunch. So you're going to tell me that he's also Potter? Amalei in. So he said, yeah, about you Potter, not the Kenanatri. So you take a lunch break when everybody else takes a lunch break, you're Potter. And if he took a nap when everybody else takes a nap, he said, yeah, you're also Potter. Now let's skip a few lines. So it says, Esve, just a few lines down. The last word in the line is Raya. Esve, what about the following Bryson? Raya Shaya Raya, Hashem Asachar, Raya was watching sheep. And he left the sheep and he went to the town. And a wolf came or a lion came and they ate some of the sheep. We don't estimate could he have saved him had he been there. I'm sorry. We don't say, well, if he was there, he would have saved them. We have to make an objective evaluation. If he could have reasonably save him from the lion, had he not taken a break, then he's chayim. If he could not have saved him from a lion, then he's potter. My lab, the albi, the daily inshi. So Abai says, presumably the case is he took a lunch break. When everybody else takes a lunch break, everybody takes a lunch break. And a lion came, and it says in the Braisa that if he could have saved him from the lion, if he wouldn't have taken a break, so it's called a pshia and he's chayim. What do you mean? Not the Kedanatri Inshi. Everybody takes a lunch break. So what do you want from this guy? He took a lunch break at Kedanatri Inshi. Says Abai Tzaraya that it's not enough to be not the Kedanatri Inshi. You're a Shem Asachar. You have to do better than Natri Inshi. Later on, the Gemara says, we pass him like Abai's Kasha. That we don't say not the Kedanatri Inshi. Later on, the Gemara explains, because that's why I'm paying you. I'm not paying you to watch it like everybody else, like people who are watching their own property. I'm paying you. You should watch better than people who watch their own property. So that's what Abai is saying. Abai is saying, I don't think he's supposed to take a, if you're a Shema Socher, you're not supposed to take a lunch break. It's not a time. And Abai says, I have a right. It says in this Braisa that if he took a lunch break and a lion ate the things, and a lion ate the sheep, so if had he been there, he would have been able to save the sheep from the lion. So we say he's a Pesheh and he's Chayim. It's a riot to me. We don't do not to get an Atri in sheep. So the Gemara says, Loi, the Al be in the Delay Ayli in sheep. No, that's not the case. The case now where he took a lunch break when everybody takes a lunch break. He took a lunch break. He took a tea break. He took a break when most people don't go out. So then already he's chayim. So that's mamash pshia. That's pshia lekuliyam. Then it's an emes pshia. Is that a natri kind of natri inshi kind of pshia? That's an emes pshia. Fact the gemara yochi amai potter. So then why in a case where if he had not been able to save it from the lion, it says that he's potter. He's only chayim if he could have saved it from the lion. But if I'm the Noisi and it turns out that this is a big lion and a small shepherd and he couldn't have saved the sheep anyway, so the Braisa said that you potter, but if it's a Pshia, so it's Tchilosu B'Shia, V'Soifu B'Oinus Chayim. So what it's Tchilosu B'Shia, V'Soifu B'Oinus. So why does it even matter? Why do we even bother to make the Umdun if he could have saved, not to save? If you tell me you took an unwarranted break when nobody else takes a break, then it's Mamash B'Shia. If it's Mamash B'Shia, Tchilosu B'Shia, V'Soifu B'Oinus. then the Gemara goes into other directions. We're going to stop over here at this point in the Gemara. So this, by the way, is the Gemara that we mentioned many times, that it seems to be an Einish Shalom Machmas Abshia, and the Gemara calls it Tchilas Abshia V'Soif Abayis. So Taisha says, no, it is a Tchilas Abshia, it is Einish Machmas Abshia, and a level of Yochaliyos. Because had he been there and not taken the break, maybe he would have moved the sheep to somewhere else, and maybe even somewhere else the lion wouldn't have gone. So that's enough, according to Taisha, to be that middle level of Tchilas Abshia V'Soif Abayis. And the Rif, there in Lamed Vav, quotes this Gemara, and he says, it's a Baile Shittose. Baile doesn't require it. This Gemara is Abai talking. Abai is asking a Kashan Rabbi. Abai Lashittose is very good. Abai doesn't think you need Chilasa B'Shiva. You need an Oynes Abba Machmas Abshiva. But there's a different problem here in the Gemara. Abai, what had the Shakti Retire on? Abai said, look, Abai thought he took a lunch break by lunch, when everybody else takes a lunch break. So Abai says, you're telling me that if you take a lunch break, when everybody else takes a lunch break, so you potter, because not to get an atri, and she's not called the B'Shiva. But here it says in the Braisa that Yechayev, if it was a weak lion, and if it was Oim Lenoi, you could have saved it from the lion, it says in the Braisa that Yechayev. So it's a riot to me that's called a Pshia. Since you didn't watch it, even though you watched it to kill a Natri Inshi, but Natri Inshi is not enough. I think you have to watch it more than Natri Inshi. So if you have to watch it more than Natri Inshi, so then this is a Pshia. It's a riot to me. So the Braisa is a riot to me. Because you see in the Braisa that he could have saved them from the lion, if he could have saved the sheep from the lion, so he's chayiv. I took a regular lunch break when everybody else took a lunch break. Doesn't matter. It's called a pshia. It's not good enough to be not drinking an afternoon. To which Rabbi responded, and he said, no, he took a lunch break, not by lunch. So Mele really is a pshia. It's a pshia even by me. To which Abai asked back, so then how come if it's a strong lion, he's potter, it's chilosu pshia v'soif v'bayis. So what's the glaring problem? Just in the shakal attire. What was it better according to Abai in the first place? And according to Abai's trap that he took a lunch break by lunch, and it's really called a b'shiel, and it's a riot to Abai that's called a b'shiel. But if it's called a b'shiel, so then how do you understand the second half? How do you understand? So now I understand why if it's a weak lion, you're chayiv because you were b'shiel. But the Braisa says that if it's a strong lion, you're potter. Why are you potter? Tchilas b'shiel b'soif v'bayis. The same kash that Abai asked and Rabba should be a kash on him too. And Abai and Rabba are giving different shotim in the Braisa. Rav is learning the pshat, and Abai thought the price is that he took a lunch break by lunch, and it's a raya that's called the pshia because not drinking and not three inchi, not drinking and not three inchi, not good enough. So that's called by a raya that's called the pshia. Rav says no, the case is that he took a lunch break by in the middle of the afternoon, so that really is a pshia. Abai, so that's the machlokes of Abai. What's the, certainly a pshia here? The price says yechayev, an animal ate, the lion ate it, and you could have saved it from the lion, but you weren't there. It's called the pshia and yechayev. So Abai learns it's a pshia because, even though it was by lunch, but that's also called a pshia. And Rabbi says it's a pshia because it wasn't by lunchtime. Abai is and Rabbi, according to you, so how come if it was a strong lion and he couldn't have saved it anyway, the Bais is your potter, it's also a pshia, but so if Abai is. And according to Abai, it's any better. According to Abai, it's also a case of pshia. Abai and Rabbi are only arguing what's the pshia. Rabbi thinks the pshia is that he took a lunch break in the afternoon, and Abai thinks the pshia is that he took a lunch break by lunch, and he's supposed to do better because he's a shem esocher. But kachi was pesheya. So why is Abai asking? What's the kash that Abai is asking on Rabbi? Why is it the kash on Rabbi any more than it's a kash on him? So it's a very obvious problem. The pshatan with all the rishonim ask this kash. I mean, many rishonim, a lot of rishonim ask this kash. So Taisus has the kash. Zok Taisus, Yochai and I brought the chosib shiur b'soifa by Yisum. Zok Taisus. Even according to Abai, the case is that he took a lunch break by lunch, and Abai holds it. That's called a pshia because you're a shem esochi. You're supposed to do better than everybody else. So minicha, why is the price any better to him? So why isn't chilosu b'shiyu v'soif v'bayinus? So Taisus answers that even according to Abai, that if you take a lunch break by lunch, you're chayiv. Because you're a Shem Esochi, you're supposed to do better than everybody else. That's not called the Pshia on the level that a Shem Echinim would be chayav for it. It's a Pshia on the level of Gnei Vavavedo. Because that's always the rule of Moshe. Shem Echinim, he's chayav for Pshia Mamish. Gnei Vavavedo, he watched it good enough. He's part of Gnei Vavavedo. Shem Esochi is to watch it better. He's chayav even for Gnei Vavavedo. He's chayav even for Gnei Vavavedo. This guy over here is a Shem Esochi. Taisa says the pshia of taking a lunch break by lunch when everybody else takes a lunch break. If he would be a shem echinim, that wouldn't be called a pshia. After all, the only reason why it's a pshia is because, like the Gemara said later on, that the Bialim can say to him, this is what I'm paying you for. I'm not paying you to take a lunch break when everybody else takes a lunch break. You're being paid. They're not being paid. You have to watch it better. That's only because he's a shayim esocher. If it would be a shayim echinum, and he would take a lunch break, then Abai would also agree that that's not called a pshia. So it's a pshia. It's a low level pshia. It's a pshia on the level that gneiva va'aveda is a pshia for a shayim esocher. Why is gneiva va'aveda a pshia for a shayim esocher? Because a shayim esocher is supposed to watch it better, even from gneiva va'aveda. So by a shayim esocher, even gneiva va'aveda is considered to be a pshia. So that's the level of pshia that we're talking about. Other Rishonim use a lashon. It's not a pshia gemur. Pshia gemur is a pshia that even a shayim echinum is chayav for. Mamish negligent. Take a lunch break in the middle of the afternoon. That's a pshia gemur. Take a lunch break by lunch. Everybody takes a lunch break by lunch. So if you're shayim esocher, it's not good enough. So that's a pshia on the level of gneiva va'aveda. That a shayim esocher has to protect it even from gneiva va'aveda. But it's not a pshia gemur. It says Tosfos v'yesh lilmud mikan d'tchilosi ken gneiva va'aveda v'seifa b'ayinus pata. That even the madame chlosa v'shiyah v'seifa b'ayinus is chayiv. That's only by a pshia gemur. But by a pshia she'ena gemur. A pshia that's only a pshia on the level of gneiva va'aveda. It's only a pshia for a shayim esocher. It's a pshia in the sense that you're not watching it the full shmir that Hashem, the shmir ma'ula that Hashem Yisrael is expected to watch it. But you still watch the shmir p'chusot, the shmir that everybody else is doing, what the regular unpaid people are doing, or the bialim are doing, you did watch it. Not to kananatri inchi, that's what it means, not to kananatri inchi. You didn't do a shmir ma'ula, but you did a regular shmir. So it's a pshia on the level of gneiva va'aveda. That does not precipitate chlosa pshia v'saifa b'ayinus. Chlosa pshia v'saifa b'ayinus is only if it's ayinus, if it's a pshia gemur. It's a pshia. What other Rishonim call the pshia she'ena gemur. The Tosfos calls a pshia on the level of gneiva va'aveda. It's ke'en gneiva va'aveda. That does not create chlosa pshia v'seifa b'ayinus. This, by the way, should ring a bell. From what? This notion that only a pshia gemur makes chlosa pshia v'seifa b'ayinus. It's the Luke Yosef. That's eventually we want to make our way back to the Luke Yosef. It says that chlosa pshia on the level of keren, but seifa b'ayinus is not, has to be on the level of regal. So that's very similar to what Tosfos said. And that's the side of Tosfos. The loss of a shiur of a seifa b'ayinus is only if it's a shiur gemur. Shiur she'ena gemur not. Says Rabbi Kreger. He says, it's not just Tosfos. A lot of Rishonim with the Ramban, other Rishonim also speak this out. It's mukhuk in the Gemara itself. Right? It says it in Tosfos. But it's mukhuk in the Gemara itself. So Rabbi Kreger says that the feed the riff. There's a big mokum to say that even though it's muchach, Taisi Yisoyed is muchach in the Gemara, that chalos of Shiva Soifa Bainis is only a Shiva Gemur, not a Shiva Shein Gemur. But that's only a Libad Abaye. The Gemara, after all, is Abaye. Abaye is asking the Rabbi. It's only true according to Abaye. According to Rava, there's no difference between a Shiva Gemur and a Shiva Shein Gemur. What's the Svar? This is because, as Rav Craig just said, Rav Craig had explained, the whole what's the machlekes of Abaye and Rava? Ali b'Darif. Rava holds what's the idea of chlosa b'shiyah v'saifa b'ayinus? Since the ayinus was machmas b'shiyah, so I look at it as if the ayinus happened b'shiyah. Since the ayinus was a result of the b'shiyah, so mimele I don't look at it as ayinus. The ayinus is a logical result, a natural result of the b'shiyah. So I look at it whatever happened b'shiyah. Quite that, and that's why you need ayinus about machmas b'shiyah. Point to Abaye, you don't need ayinus about machmas b'shiyah because the b'shiyah itself is mechayef. Says Rabbi Kreger, in Abaye, I understand very well the difference between pshia gemur and pshia shein gemur. Pshia gemur, the pshia itself, I could hear that this notion that Abaye has, that the pshia itself is mechayev you, that when you're pshayin and it's as if you destroyed it, and I have a chiv hashava like a ganuf. So who cares later if it was all this? We're not being mechayev you for the later, mechayev you now. When you're pshayin, the bikodin is as if you destroyed the bikodin. And you have to make a restitution like a ganuf. That's says Rabbi Kreger, I could understand that that's only by a pshia gemura. A pshia gemura, that it's even for shayin mechim would be a pshia. That's a mazik. That's a mazik. So that's like you destroyed it. The Rambam is loshem pshia right to mazik. That's a mazik. That's mechayev you. But a pshia shayin gemura, it's like a shayin mesochra on the level of neva v'aveid. It's not mamashir. So in dine yachrayis of a shaymer, so you weren't mekayim your achrayis as a shaymer. But it's not as if you destroyed it. So the pshia itself is not mechayev. Till you have a chayis, when it gets destroyed, you have a chayis. But the pshia itself is not the mechayim. So in Abaye, says he understands very well the difference between pshia gemur and pshia shein gemur. But Aliba the Rava, that idea of oynis, of chlos of pshia v'soif of oynis, is simply that since the oynis happened as a logical result of the pshia, so therefore I look at the pshia as having caused oynis, so what's the difference if it's a pshia gemur or a pshia shein gemur? the same causation, the same way Pshia Gemur, if it causes an Oinus, I look at the Oinus as being a Pshia Gemur. So a Pshia She'en Gemur, if it causes an Oinus, I look at the Oinus as being a Pshia She'en Gemur. Says Rabbi Kreger, he wants, says Rabbi Kreger, even it's Taka with Dukin the Gemara like Tosus, that only if Shia Gemur makes the loss of Shia Vasayf of Oinus. If Shia She'en Gemur doesn't do it, that's when we're talking about, like over here, where it's Oinus Shaloi Machmas of Shia, it's only a loss of Shia Vasayf of Oinus by Abai's lights. It's only the kind of Tchos of Pshia V'soif V'Bainus that Abai has, that the Pshia itself is Mechayev, so there there's Takei Chilik between Oinu Pshia Gemur and Pshia She'en Gemur. But I'll leave with the Rava, that you need an Oinu Sabah Machmas of Pshia. If you have an Oinu Sabah Machmas of Pshia, then I wouldn't care if it's a Pshia Gemur or Pshia She'en Gemur. Now obviously this is not what Tosfos himself holds. Because Tosfos doesn't hold like the Rif, Tosfos and Abai and Rava both agree that in the rules of Oinus Abba Machmas of Shia. But Kriya doesn't say it in Tosfos. But he says, Aliba the Harif, the chilik that Tosfos saw in the Gemara, it does say in the Gemara, and you can't not see it in the Gemara. It's Mefurish in the Gemara, this chilik. He says, the chilik, Aliba the Harif, you could say that it's only, the chilik is only true according to Abai, it's not true according to the Rava. Rabbi Kriya has a uses this to answer a difficult Rif over there in the Sugya of. In the Sugya of Ayin Ches, of Uchelko, Nuchma, whatever. Kreger has a Rebbech. They're in that same paragraph. If you want to follow, I'm not going to talk about it because we'll have to learn a whole new Sugya to understand what. Rabbi Kreger has a brilliant chap in the Rif that he answers with this Vart. But that if you want, that's extra credit. Kapanim, that's Rabbi Kreger's Cheshmu. So it's very nice. I mean, so it's very compelling. That's that. So it's very compelling. In Oinus Habal Machmas Abshir, Rabbi Kreger's point is that in the Oinus that's Machmas Abshir, where the logic is in Rava, according to Rava, that you need Oinus Habal Machmas Abshir. And presumably the logic is, like we stone tested in Paris, that since the Oinus is Machmas Abshir, so I look at the destruction of the thing as having been the result of Abshir. So Malib Shir Gemur, Malib Shir Shein Gemur. So the Emma says it's a cash on Tosfos. Tosfos holds that even Abai requires Oinus Habal Machmas of Shia. So what's the chiluk if it's a Pshia Gemur or Pshia Shein? Hold on a second. And for that matter, the other Rishonim is Mefurish. They make this chiluk. The Ramban, for example, they're in Tzadikim on the base, and I want to look at the Ramban. I want to look at the Ramban and Tzadikim on the base. I thought I would get to it today. Let's bring it tomorrow. The Rabban also makes this deek in the Gemara, and it's clear in the Rabban he's saying it lahalocha, not only in Abai. He passed like Rabbi, he's saying it lahalocha. We saw in the case of also lachar lahalocha that this chiluk that Tosfos is making, Craig is saying it's only in Abai, not in Rabba. I mean, he said I'll leave it there. In Tosfos themselves, it's not possible, and the Rabban, it's mefurish that he makes the deek in the Gemara, and he has other rights from other Gemaras, and the Rabban says that this is talach of Shir Gemur, you say Tchilos of Shir V'Soif V'Minus is Hayat, and of Shir Shein Gemur, you don't say Tchilos of Shir V'Soif V'Minus is Hayat, even though we pass in like Rav, you need Oinus Habam Machmas of Shir. The Rabban says also that we need Oinus Habam Machmas of Shir. According to Rav, we pass in like Rav, but you need Oinus Habam Machmas of Shir. So comes out that this very fascinating word of Rav Kreger, it comes out that Lididan it's a kasha. Rav Kreger does nice things with it in the Rif. But Lididan it's a kasha. What's taka the pshat? What's the logic? Since we hold like Rav that you need an Oinus Habal Machmas of Shia, and nonetheless, the Ramban says, in the case if we saw, that Chilos of Shia was safe of Oinus only by a Pshia Gemur, not by a Pshia Shein Gemur. What's the Svar L'chalat? Rav Kreger is 100% right. If you need Oinus Habal Machmas of Shia, that means the logic is, because the Oinus is we attribute the Oinus to Pshia. So what difference does it make if it's a Pshia Gemur or Pshia Shein Gemur? Yeah, okay, so we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it with that problem. Exactly what the answer is.